Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the herd sire selection process with Dr. Matt Spangler. Back with Dr. Spangler in just a moment. Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31, live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July, live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another innovative new wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has the broadest geographic reach among all the OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the week's draw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields and finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Dr. Matt Spangler is with the University of Nebraska, a speaker at the recent Beef Improvement Federation conference up in Brookings, South Dakota. Dr. Spangler spoke at the conference about the daunting challenge that commercial cattle producers have in picking the right sire for their cattle herd. Dr. Spangler says even before you try to zero in on a specific herd bull prospect, you got to decide which breed you want to go with, which breeder within that breed you want to go with.
Then they start considering the individual sire, and the individual bull could be valued based on visual appraisal, qualitative traits like color, horn pulled status, status of being a carrier for a genetic defect. Phenotypes, and what I mean by phenotypes are the actual or the adjusted weights or ultrasound data within contemporary group ratios, EPD, and then perhaps breed or organizational specific indexes. It's a decision process that is made annually by a large number of commercial producers, but in my mind it's a relatively complex and cumbersome process to go through. So my thesis is that this is far too complicated. There are a lot of bull sales, and there are a lot of bulls in each sale. And those of you that have been to larger bull sales that may sell 500 or 600 bulls, even from that one simple example, you know that you can't make a decision on the fly about what bull you want to bid on. Right? There's just not the time to make an educated decision.
Spangler adds, EPDs are great tools, but there's just so darn many of them.
There are actually too many EPD. And I will couch that with, I'm not saying that EPD aren't useful. I'm not saying that we don't need to continue to develop the list, particularly as we think about adding genetic predictors for traits that drive profit in the commercial sector. What I am saying, though, is as we have those many, that number of genetic predictors, it is challenging, if not impossible, for a commercial producer to dig through all of that and make a decision towards improving net profit. In many cases, those EPD are breed specific. So if you're comparing, an example, an Angus against a Hereford bull, they're not directly comparable. It's apples to oranges. So there needs to be an adjustment made to make those comparable.
So before the bull selection process, you need to think about what your herd needs.
So a simplified strategy really centers on the need to clearly identify breeding objectives, so the things that are net profit drivers to a particular enterprise. So do I keep my own replacement heifers or do I not? Do I sell at weaning or do I retain ownership through the feed yard? If I retain ownership, how are those cattle marketed at the end? Those kinds of things. And we need to reduce data into information, the things that actually help us make a genetic selection decision, and then use that information to make those decisions. Moreover, we need to understand that bull buying or semen purchasing, it should be an economic-based decision. And that's where I'm not confident we always do that. Those of you that sell bulls, do you think the people, when they raise their hand, thought through what's the ROI of that decision, right? If we wanted them to think about it, we wouldn't sell bulls at auction, right? There's a reason why we take advantage of the excitement. So we've done a great job of turning data into knowledge, the plethora of phenotypes, pedigree, genomic data, and it obviously continues to build. And we've turned that into knowledge vis-a-vis EPDs. I believe the next task is turning that extended list of tools, the EPDs, actually into decisions. And I believe that there's help needed in order to do that.
Matt Spangler says that it's important for cattle producers to consider economically relevant traits for their beef cow herd. And he and other researchers are working on a web-based selection tool that could help cattle producers simplify the process. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.